Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. In this podcast, me and Sam are reading stories that we wrote when we were young. And actually, this episode and also the last episode is an intermediate chapter which old Sam wrote. So in order to understand what's really happening in this chapter, I would recommend you to listen to the last episode so that you can understand what's really happening. Just a small advice from Mindy, and yeah, please enjoy!
At the dinner table, Kurt assembled all his pills in front of him. He had forgotten to take them in the morning. Now he color-coded them before taking them in his fist and swallowing them all at once, drowning them with a pint of beer.
He color-coded them? Doesn't it mean that he's like, has like morning, afternoon, night pills, or is it
No, he... In my imagination, I should have wrote it more specifically down. He has morning, lunch and dinner pills, but he forgot to eat all of them.
Yeah.
So he puts them on a table and then he puts all the red ones in a heap. He puts all the blue ones in a heap and then...
He takes maybe...
Like, he takes all of them at once.
But you have like, for example, you have the blue pills and the red pills.
Yeah,
in a pile, and then he takes only one of each, maybe.
No, he takes all of them.
Okay, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a lot of pills. How was school? Kurt asked his daughter, who had been watching him with a mixture of envy and disgust.
Envy? Why envy?
Because she wants beer.
I was just like, she's looking at the pills like...
Damn!
Damn! Why am I not old enough yet? To be sick and get pills every day. Or maybe she takes drugs in secret. She's like, oh, give it to me.
Maybe. Who knows? Did you do your homework?
Wait,
Sorry. Marcy didn't even react to the question. Did you do your homework?
Yes.
Marcy lied.
So this is Marcy's father.
Yeah.
Situation. Wait, they are living... So Marcy, her dad, and I think there was mentioned a grandma?
Yeah.
Not the wife.
No.
Was not mentioned.
No, wife.
Okay.
The wife has died.
Yes.
Now he's in love with Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. I would like to ship them, but there are some kind of complications in their relationship, I would say. Which make it hard.
Okay.
And, okay, that's interesting. Also explains a little bit of her behavior, I guess.
Yeah.
Being a little bit angry and also...
Sad. And also having absent parents, basically. Her mom... Also, she doesn't have a mom. And her dad is working all the time to provide for his mother and his daughter.
And she can see also that he's very sick.
Yeah.
Like, he's not hiding it or something. No. He cannot hide it.
He cannot hide it at this point.
Yeah.
How was the tutoring thing? He asked again, hoping for any sort of acknowledgement. She groaned.
The children are so weird. I don't want to go back.
If you want to buy a car when you turn 18, you need to...
Earn money.
She said in a defeated tone. Learn responsibility.
I don't want to go back tomorrow.
She lowered her fork and pouted. It can't be that awful.
It's like they have a tournament on who could be the worst child.
He disliked the dismissive tone in her voice. Okay, now I'm curious. What is actually happening at that tuition thing?
Tuition thing? So she's actually tutoring children.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Because
what
she
is
wants to
tuition
say-
thing?
That tuition thing. The thing she is tutoring. The way I did it in school was on a freiwilligen Basis. Ehrenamtlich.
You did it not for money.
Yeah, I didn't do it for money. I did it for the conscience.
Yes, you just helped out.
Yeah, we had out. We had this thing where kids went to who had a migrating background, so whose parents didn't speak German, and they really did need help, and they didn't have enough money to pay for actual tutoring. So we went into a room beneath the library, actually, and. It was just a group of children and then a group of us. Sophia was also there.
Okay.
And I think the person Marcy is based on also went a few times, actually.
A few times only, okay.
Yeah.
As a tutor.
As a tutor, yes.
Okay.
We all were tutors in my age range. And yeah, it was a huge room, and then you could pick a child and... help them with their homework.
Pick your poison, I would say.
Yes, I mean, you have to pick a child because I knew I'm good at math, I can help with math, I can help with German, and I cannot help with French, at least not when I was younger. No, also not, I think, but yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. And Marcy is going to like a similar thing. And she does it also not for money, right?
No, she does it for money. Because
she wants to earn money and she wants to get a car. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not the same. She's just tutoring for money. Yes. Having a part-time job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcy leaned back and crossed her arms.
That one kid with the green eyes keeps talking about eliminating all humans. And the other kid with the hazel brown hair, who is also our damn neighbor, had tried to mug me on the street the day before. Just to give you two examples.
He looked over to his mother for help. But Caroline acted like she wasn't even there, knitting some socks quietly.
Wait, in the class at Marcy... Ah, it's actually Mindy? Okay.
Mindy and Paula are there.
Mindy and Paula, okay.
For so example,
Paula
is, and they are the worst kids. Yeah.
I can imagine this. Okay, because the first time when Marcy saw Mindy, it seemed like they didn't know each other.
Maybe. They do now.
No. Ah, okay. Because she just started doing it, or...?
It sounds like she just started doing it.
Okay.
Or Mindy just went there for the first time, because she's also not been there for a long time at the school.
Ah, true.
She did change schools, and afterwards...
Yeah, and she was hanging up, like, the missing posters for Lisa all the time. Okay.
And now she's behind in math.
Now she has to do some work, yes. So Caroline is the Gwenpa.
She hadn't touched her cold dinner yet, and it seemed like she hadn't even noticed her son and granddaughter. You'll find a way to deal with it, Kurt said, failing to sound motivational.
I really don't want to,
I really don't want to, though.
Whoa. Cannot do the TH anymore.
No, it's okay. I really don't want to, Dad!
Oh, yeah, I can say this one. I really don't want to, Dad.
You are going back to work tomorrow.
I hate it there.
Here.
Here. Oh, and here. There and here. Oh my gosh.
Marcy mumbled as she pushed her chair back to leave. What did you say?
I said, I hate it here.
Marcy repeated and stomped into her room, banging the door shut behind her.
Actually, Marcy's getting now some time, which is quite nice to get some background on her. Mm-hmm. Because our goal to ship her with Trudy at some point in an alternative universe is still in work, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Marcy had locked herself in her room. Even after her father knocked for several minutes, she didn't open the door. When the clock struck four in the evening, he gave up.
He was just standing there 1 hour, just like knocking all the time. Open. Open. Can you open the door? I have nothing else to do today.
Yeah.
Did you have do you have a lock for your room?
For my room?
Yes.
I wasn't allowed to.
Okay. Because I remember I had one time where I actually had a lock for my room. Which was like this lock which you can slide.
Ah.
And then you
so
can
you
still...
really can't open.
Yes. Oh. Once I had where you can close the door with a key.
Mm-hmm.
and ones where you had like this slide. Like
for where you can kids open the room.
Yeah, for my own room actually.
Oh, okay.
Which was quite nice.
I wasn't allowed to. One time I took all the furniture and pushed them in front of the door. That's how I had to lock myself in.
Yeah, in another apartment I did like similar things because I didn't have a lock. So I was like, okay, leave me alone. And when you come inside, I push you out or something. Okay. So Marcy actually had one.
Not knowing what else to do, Kurt re-entered the kitchen. Let me help you wash the dishes. His mother shook her head.
You're not doing them the right way, said Kurt. Was this grandma-like?
It's okay. Okay, Mom. Kurt let himself fall on the chair in the kitchen.
No! Is it her?
Yeah, it is her.
I saw the green bear again,
Caroline said. Okay, Mom. Kurt said, tiredness in his voice.
He is often in the park. Doesn't it sound suspicious? With all the kids disappearing?
Anyone can go to the park, Mom.
You were late today.
Work was awful.
You forgot to bring eggs.
We can't eat eggs because we have no utilities to...
Then take care of it. I'm tired of eating cold food.
I'm tired too, Mom.
This conversation is like... You're just like, okay, Mom, I saw a green bear. No, Caroline. Like,
Caroline is like, I saw the green bear again.
I think he thinks that she's like just old and says weird things, right?
Yeah.
When she says, like, I see a green bear.
He might have kidnapped a child. No, absolutely not.
No. The best police officer I have ever seen.
Caroline sighed as she dried the last plate. More softly, she said,
I didn't mean...
Could you appreciate me for at least a little bit?
I told you this morning to not forget the eggs.
She lied. I don't remember. Kurt yelled and then he covered his face with his hands. She frowned as she finally turned around to look at him.
You look terrible. You should go to bed.
Kurt would have loved to storm out of the room like his daughter, but his legs wouldn't carry him. And then they carried him to the bathroom. The effort made him cough again. When he opened his eyes, blood was in the sink.
This is so sad.
But also, yay, Floppy!
Let's do Floppy! Yay! Floppy. Woohoo! Woohoo, Floppy. And you also said that... Okay, it's still continuous, but...
Yeah.
Assumption.
Assumption.
This chapter is called The Bad Neighbor.
Yeah.
This is in connection to Mindy.
Yeah.
And you said this chapter is also a chapter about Kurt. So I guess we will read a little bit more about him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe also about his death.
About what?
About his death.
His death?
Yes. No? No? Okay.
He has like 3 months left at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I was expecting him to get eaten by Martin in a few seconds. So I was like...
No.
I always assume the worst. Okay.
He estimated that he had gotten a total of 20 minutes of sleep before he got forcefully pulled out of a dream based on a very particular occasion that day. His phone rang, but he ignored it. I could appreciate you. The noise of loud music didn't let him fall back asleep. I can tell you what happened on September 29th. September 29th. The day his son had died. Kurt had never found out what had happened. His eyes filled with tears. Remember in the very beginning, he couldn't imagine to lose another child.
Yeah, it was mentioned that one child died. But I was assuming like maybe with the mother or something during the birth.
No.
But now it seems like his son got killed or something.
Yeah, because it's written there.
It says that his son had died.
On September 29th, yes.
Yes, it doesn't say that he got killed. Yeah. But yeah, I think in this way it goes. And I don't think that it's actually... He knows, like, where his son goes to school and something. He's his father, so.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Jim killed the son.
Where would you think that?
Because then he would know, right? Because Jim got in prison because he killed, like, this 20 children.
Ah, so yeah, yes, of course. Maybe it was a side hustle.
Do I see a hole in the story?
No, it doesn't have to be Jim.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, Lucy also. And
could
she
be Lucy.
Didn't
it could be someone completely different from the story.
Hmm.
Who knows? Maybe Martin did it.
Oh my gosh!
Who knows? It's not written down, but it would be funny. No, it would not be funny, but...
Oh my... Yes! It makes...
I know what happened because I did it.
This would be so funny!
Eh? But then you can't ship them anymore if he's the one who killed the son. Or can we?
I think you can.
I think we can.
But I think it will be very conflicting, and I think it will be very interesting also to see. Because our main ship is still like Walter and Floopy, but...
Yeah. There's another ship now.
There's another ship, but it's getting more conflicting.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because when he really figures out that maybe Martin killed his son and ate him...
Yeah.
Ooh! And he's in love with him.
Yeah.
Oh yes, develop the relationship... To a part where Martin also feels, like, guilty about it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it anymore. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
He got out and then he lies about it. And then Kurt is on the way.
Yeah.
To capture maybe Walter or something. I don't know. Like, yeah, this guy Walter was a famous scientist who he did it. I don't care.
Or what if... I have another idea. Which is even better.
Do you want to tell us, or do you already have the idea to write it down and to make it a surprise?
I think it would be better if I write it down, but I have an idea. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Okay, okay. I like that this leads to...
More ideas.
More ideas in intermediate chapters. Okay, let's see. So, he's crying. He's thinking about his...
His eyes filled with tears. It was too warm. His thoughts spun around in his head. He felt paralyzed. Next door, another anime was playing. Something about an orphan girl who lived in an orphanage. Until she went on a horrible adventure. Something about a curse was happening and Kurt cursed out loud. Then he coughed up blood again. Which anime is it?
I think I know which one is it.
Which one is it? You always pronounce it wrong.
We also watch it together? No.
No, but you talk about it a lot and you always pronounce it wrong. And it hurts a little when you say it's never wrong. No. No?
Oh, then it's not?
No.
Okay, okay.
No.
It's not really an orphan. It could be an orphan. But
write
okay, it's not...
Write in the comments if you can figure it out. Maybe you also beep out... The other thing, and let just people figure out what it is, what the other anime is.
Yes. So if anyone knows, write it in the comments.
Like maybe you win something, I don't know. We decide when someone writes.
Our excessive admiration,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, for example. Maybe you win a fanfiction. Okay. Not being able to breathe, he finally crawled out of bed and to the window, which he opened with shaking fingers. Something was weird. He could hear the laughter of two young girls more loudly. His phone kept ringing, but he didn't take the call. When something caught his attention, he sniffed out the window. "Why does it smell like fish?" he mumbled to himself. Something suspicious was happening over there. His instincts told him that it wasn't legal. Then he noticed the shadow outside the house and his heart skipped a beat. But when he blinked, it was gone again. For a ridiculous moment, he had hoped to see dark brown eyes lurking back at him. I'd prefer different company. Kurt leaned against the wall next to the window and let himself slide to the floor.
Can you also say it like... one's very close to the microphone.
Oh, fuck's sake.
this one's just for you, Mindy.
Yes. Oh, it will be very funny when I...
I'd prefer different company.
She's keeping that line.
Listen to it every time when I go to bed.
Yeah. Okay. Kurt leaned against the wall next to the window and let himself slide to the floor. He wondered if the warm feeling he felt was love or just his sickness eating him alive. I would never lie to you. Now, wait a second.
You can just stay there.
I would never lie to you. Kurt would never know that Martin had been the only person that day that had been completely honest with him. He thought that maybe he was going insane. Maybe the pills for his heart and the pills for his liver and the pills for his head were fucking with his brain. Suddenly, he let out a short laugh. Kurt couldn't believe he gave the paperclip to Martin.
He gave it to him?
Yeah.
But didn't steal Martin it just?
He didn't steal it. The paperclip wasn't on the papers anymore, and then it was in Martin's hand.
He took it off and gave it to him.
Yeah, he took the paperclip off and gave it to him.
It was not so clear when I read it.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't clear. Now it is clear. He took it off and he gave it to him.
Oh my gosh!
when he fainted a little and he caught him and they had a lot of contact and then he gave it over. Yeah. So it couldn't be seen on the camera. It looks like he stole it, but actually he gave it to him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Slowly, he opened the dresser and reached for a bottle before he took another pill against the pain. Taking a deep breath, he closed his eyes as cool, fresh air of a starless night entered the room. He imagined not growing old alone. He imagined the case from the 29th of September getting solved. He imagined walking along the shore, hand in hand. A smile, a laugh. Someone who wouldn't lie to him. Someone who would appreciate him. Dazed, he remembered that the person existed. Reality and hope mixed to a dream as he drifted back to sleep. Not longer knowing what was real, he heard his voice in his head. I could appreciate you. The phone rang and someone knocked at his door, but he didn't hear. And right before he slipped into unconsciousness, Kurt felt a little happy.
Oh my gosh, it's the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
This was so... You could really feel, like, how he feels. There was one part where I actually wanted to say something. Where was it again? He was looking out of the window. He opened it. And actually, okay, is he living in a house and the neighbor is just like one house next to him? Or is it like he's living in an apartment and the neighbor is above him or under him?
I think it makes more sense if he lives like we live. And that's why he... Or again...
Because he sees like the silhouette of, like, I guess Mindy? What was it again?
No, he doesn't see the silhouette of Mindy.
He noticed a shadow outside the house.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was only when he opened the window, there was only this smell of fish, and it doesn't matter like if it was like no from the house next. Yeah. I think it makes more sense to say, okay, the people are living above him.
Or next... Way. To him in the same
floor. Or next to him?
Yeah.
So not in a different house, because then I think you have to turn on the volume very loud.
Mindy can do that.
But then I guess also other neighbors get really distracted.
Upset.
And he opens the window and then he smells fish, which is actually illegal here to have, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this fish smuggling thing where all of the fish from the lake was extinguished.
Went extinct.
And they had to import fish, but it was illegal because of some kind of regulation, I guess.
Yeah.
But Mindy is in this business now.
Yeah.
She already...
looking for another way to go to prison.
Yeah. Is that also the reason why she's now living next to a police officer? Was this not, was this her goal from the beginning, or was she already living there?
No.
Okay.
She didn't move.
Okay. And, in general, the scene is very sad, but also has, like, this, how can you say, this bittersweet feeling to it?
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad for him and his regret and something. And he's taking way too many pills, by the way.
Yeah.
And drinking a bottle?
Maybe it's water.
I hope it's water.
Maybe this time it's water.
Because otherwise I can assume that he's, like, not waking up anymore. And he ate too many pills and, like, a snack. And such a little bit of drink.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes people do that when they forget to take their pills in the morning and at lunch, that they take all of them in the evening.
Mm.
My grandma always used to say, I don't want to forget to take my pills later, that they take all of them in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, no, granny, don't.
Don't. Yeah, the thing that I wanted to say was more like the bottle. I was assuming maybe he's also drinking alcohol, and this combination would be not good.
Yeah, don't do that, kids.
Yeah, don't. I hope no kids are listening to this, actually. Every one of you should be over 18, I guess. Or
we hope.
Or with, like, our disclaimer about the episode.
Yeah.
Read the disclaimer about it. Yeah. I really like this chapter.
Thank you.
It was a ride of emotions with a character I had no idea about before.
Yeah.
Like, because he was just introduced. Martin is now... I have to show you, like, the anime episodes that I was mentioning about. For the people, we have now 3 animes which you can guess in our comment section. Also on Spotify, we are now able to include questions and, how can you say, polls. Mm-hmm. And I will also include the question there.
So oh, yeah, cool.
You can also answer there. I will give you some hints. And, yeah. It was really nice. We recorded now for 2 hours.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Sam?
I put a lot of my pain into this chapter.
I can see your pain.
Yeah.
I hope that it helped you also in... How is this called? Getting the pain out a little bit.
Not really.
Isn't it that writing helps in a way?
I feel like writing about sad things doesn't make the sad go away.
Mm.
You just keep it because you have to edit it and you have to read over it again and change things and make it flow and just edit it and then read it out loud again. And then read it out with your best friend again. But...
And then analyze it in deep with your best friend.
So you're more confronted with the pain, I think.
Yeah,
but when you have a happy chapter or things that make you happy, you're confronted with this happiness. And it makes you happy again. But when you see sad things, it makes you sad again. That's my issue with... Sometimes it helps to write something to get it out of your system and then, I don't know, upload it to AO3 and never look at it again. I did that a few times.
Mm.
I also wrote something... Yeah, no, let's not talk about that. But I wrote something very weird and then I just uploaded it and then it's out of my mind and I will never read it again. Maybe it helps someone else. And I actually got messages that said... It helped someone else, and I was like, okay,
oh,
that's quite weird of you, but thank you. reading it like that doesn't really help. The next chapter should be happier again.
Yeah, you can decide. Yeah. I have nothing against, like, sad stories or something.
Okay,
but you should also do it in, like, your, like, pace. If you want to do it or not, like, if it helps you or not.
Yeah,
it's. Like, it's a really good chapter.
Thank you.
It has, like... You can feel, like, the vibe from Kurt everywhere. It's, like, everywhere this underlying, a little bit sad, depressed vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So... And also, like... I don't know. When you're sad and you're actually reading, like, a sad story or something, or even when you're, like, happy, Mm-hmm. I still think it helps, like, other people in a way. Like, for me, when I was very sad, I didn't read, like, happy stories. I was like, I want to read sad stories. I want someone who can understand my pain, I would say. And then when there was, like, a story who I could connect with, then I felt like, okay, there's, like, one person out in the world who can actually understand what I'm going through. Even when my current friends cannot.
Yeah.
It had, like, this weird connection. I know that it's maybe better not to delve more into the sadness and more into it, but maybe in one moment it helps you in getting, like, some kind of connection to another person.
Yeah. I see what you mean, and I hear this often also from other friends, but it doesn't work for me because I will start to spiral even worse if I start reading sad stories, and that's why I don't usually do it. And especially when I feel very down and very stressed and sad, I cannot read sad things because for me it will make it worse.
Yeah, I think for me now it's also different. Like, this was me, like, when I was a child. Mm-hmm. More, and I know that it made me sometimes more sad, and I had, like, a very negative view. And now, when I feel sad, or for example, I had a hard day in university, like yesterday, for example.
Yes.
I had a meeting, several hours, it didn't work, I was very frustrated afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you a message without smileys, I guess.
Yeah, and you wrote a message with an angry smiley, and I was like, oh shit.
No stuff is happening. I was so frustrated because... Yeah. Something didn't work and kind of wasted my some hours. And I just came back home and Sam actually gave me the advice, which I actually used also for myself normally.
It wasn't really an advice. I was just like, I know you will do this anyway.
Yeah, you know me good. And actually I was just watching some anime, and sometimes it helps me. It really depends.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm very angry or something or frustrated. Then sometimes I watch some kind of horror anime or something, just like to get it, I don't know, to see other pain, to see the pain from others kind of reduces my own pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Then I feel like, oh yeah, my life is not as bad because the characters in the story have like stuff worse happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I just want to distract myself, have some peace and calm down. Then I'm just like actually watching slice of life anime, which are like very calm, really cozy, and sometimes it's very cute characters just happening. I know it's not for everyone. Some people say like, oh, slice of life, there's nothing happening, and that's the reason for them. They are really peaceful and relaxing. And that's the reason why I kind of watch them when I'm really stressed. But it's always like I think the border, like when I want to watch something because I'm frustrated or stressed, and when I want to watch something which is really bad and sad and depressing.
Yeah.
Or something which is like really happy and nothing happens and really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to find like the, how's it called, the line.
Yeah.
What do you want to watch afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you want to do with your emotions?
Yeah.
So I guess now I'm not reading as many sad stories as I did when I was young.
Okay.
But I write more horror.
Yeah, I know.
And then you just go away. Yeah, I know. Bye. Sam leaves my room. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was very interesting. I wonder where this actually leads to. Now I wonder why actually Mindy is just watching anime all night with Paula. Just like not sleeping at all.
Maybe she sleeps while the anime is in the background. Maybe she needs the noise. Maybe she can't sleep without. I know this is not you in the story. This is not me in the story. I'm not doing too well right now. And I can't sleep if I don't have a podcast on. It doesn't work. As soon as I did a timer that it closes the podcast after an hour or something, as soon as I don't have any noise in my ears anymore, I wake up. I can't sleep anymore.
Okay, I find it very interesting because I know some people, also my mom, for example, she cannot sleep without a television. And also the mom from Mac actually does the same.
Ah, okay.
Like, for example, when we came back from the marriage at 3 a.m.
Wedding! Please say wedding!
Why are we all saying wedding? Marriage. Okay, So we came back very late at 3 a.m. where you could see the house complex, like everywhere it was dark. Yeah. And then there was like the room from his mom, and there were like flashing of lights, a television light and something. And she's sleeping with the television on the whole night.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. And I guess also for my mom, it's like she cannot deal with silence.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so I assume it's more like this. And I had one time where I had the same feeling in Japan, actually. It was the first time that I had it, because normally I cannot sleep when there's like anything on or something, because I feel distracted. But in Japan, I had one phase of my life, I would say, like 3 months or something, where I also put on some kind of help me sleep podcast or something, which was actually working.
Yeah.
But then it stopped again. Yeah. So I could feel a little bit how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for me, it was also like a hard time where I didn't want to think about my thoughts or anything. So I was like, okay, so that I don't think about my thoughts, I have to listen to something else.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear my thoughts for the past 25 years.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think it's just, I think a lot of people have this, actually.
Yeah.
Also, another friend of mine loves, like, also listens to podcasts before going to sleep. I think it's just a thing, also.
Okay.
Yeah. If you like, you can sleep over tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can see if you still hear the voices in my room, which is completely silent.
The voices tell me to do things. I just clean the whole room while you
sleep. Oh, this would be so awesome, like in the next morning, like, why is everything shining?
Yeah. Why is it clean? What?
Why is it clean?
Why don't my feet stick to the floor?
Nice. Okay, now that we settled this.
Okay. I actually have my sleeping pants on. This is exactly what I wore when I slept in the tent.
Perfect. Now you're prepared.
I'm prepared. I don't need a bag. I don't need blankets. I can just sleep like that.
I have enough blankets for you. I also have a sofa, so no problem.
Yay! Whoop whoop! Pajama party!
Pajama party! Yeah. And now that I invited spontaneously Sam to sleep in my apartment,
yay.
I also washed all of my clothes yesterday. So
yes.
Can also have like a fresh pajama.
No, thank you. Okay.
Top. Okay. Pajama top. I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's very funny to see the laundry.
Yeah, my laundry.
Yeah, it's very black. It's just a bunch of black clothes.
With some white pieces in between, which are normally socks or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are kind of distracted right now.
Yep, more stuff for Patreon.
More stuff on Patreon. Or for the story. Depends. And
what do you think will happen next? Do you wish for anything to happen next? For the next intermediate chapter? Do you have a wish, Mindy? Or are you wishless happy?
Let me think. I actually like the idea that Martin killed Kurt's son.
Okay.
But you don't have to make it a wish. It's just an idea that I like.
Yeah.
You can decide. Another idea.
Dude, so. I have a better idea.
Okay, if you have a better idea, please do it. I trust you.
Yeah.
And let me think. So for the next intermediate chapter, can I do a wish?
You can actually do a wish.
Okay, I would like to have Claire introduced.
Claire. Okay.
Doing cheerleader stuff.
You will laugh, but she's already in the next chapter. Yeah.
You're already?
Yeah, I'm already writing on the next chapter. But
nice.
It's fun. But okay, cheerleader stuff. This is not in it. This can happen. It's okay.
Okay. Then my wish will already happen. Nice.
Yeah.
From this.
Okay.
Yeah, we already talked about what could happen, maybe.
Yeah.
I think apart from this, now on YouTube everyone can see, but if you want to see more of us, we are on social media.
Yes, Instagram is going well right now.
Yes, we are uploading
a lot of stuff.
Very regularly, actually.
Yeah.
Now also lunch pictures and dinner pictures.
Yes. And
we are following our concert again.
it finally works to upload a bunch of things and then Instagram uploads it at different times, so I don't have to do it.
Yeah, you can schedule this, now.
Yeah, I can schedule now, thanks to Julia, unfortunately. Okay. We're also on Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
Yeah, I have some fun things over there. We are on YouTube.
Where you can see all the animations and also Shorts. Podcast episodes. Shorts. Also Fiction After Lunch.
Yeah, and animations, and yeah.
As I said in the beginning.
Yeah, as you said first, but I want to emphasize it again, because it will come out soon, another thing. Good.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Good.
Going back to German right now.
Twitter.
Fiction and Lunch.
We are also on Patreon and Ko-Fi.
Where you can support us, and we also...
Yes,
Change our plans, I guess.
Yes, we changed our plans. We set the goal a bit lower. One person also donated already. Thank you so much to Lillian Ashcroft.
Thank you. It was very nice of you. Yeah, we changed our goal on Ko-fi because we had some discussion today and yesterday about our current goal, which was it was too high. And we also, it was just getting a laptop, but it felt more like one-sided. And so we decided, because Sam is working a lot with Canva,
yeah,
we decided that it might be very reasonable to have the next goal to get a subscription of it for 1 year, which might be very good, because we can use it for thumbnails, also a little bit for video editing and intro and outro making, I guess.
Yeah, also for posts.
Also for posts, so it might be more like our social media style could be improved by it. You already use it, like, for Instagram.
I already use it for Instagram a lot, and I could also use it for art in general. It could help with the animations I've seen. And if we get it, it would also help out some friends.
Yes, that's true.
So we would also share, so it would be a good thing all in all.
Yes, I guess it would be for 5 persons, right?
Yes, it's for 5 persons. We'll see some people from the animation team, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they could also use it. So it's not only for us, it's also like helping our, you could say, community or people who are who we are collaborating with and who are our friends. And yeah, please go take a look at it and decide what you want to decide.
Please rate and review wherever you can. This would be a huge help and we would really appreciate it. If you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review and a prompt, Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. Prompt can be from season 1 or 2, or a fan fiction if we talked about the series before on the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I think this is actually everything for today.
Yeah.
So, what should be our last sentence?
Oh,
like this is an ASMR thing.
Oh my god, okay.
Oh, should we do it?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
People who don't like it, I'm sorry.
Yes, people who don't like ASMR, please go now.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Wait.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. And 3, 2, 1. I would never lie to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.